A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
A very warm welcome on this fantastic Wednesday morning to Keeping It Real by Caroline and Sophie. And I'm really thrilled we have a very special guest in the kitchen today. One of my oldest friends, you won't believe it, we've actually known each other since we were very wee nippers, 3 or 4 years old. It's a great pleasure to introduce Julie Brankstrup-Watts, who's not only a very, very old friend of mine, but a completely remarkable woman and the creator behind the first ever female car rally, Cash and Rocket. A warm welcome, Julie.
Welcome, Julie.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
So the reason why I thought it would be fantastic to bring Julie on today is because Sophie and I are all about celebrating women. And we really particularly love celebrating women who've gone out there and really made a big difference to the world. And we think pretty much all women do that in being mothers, in being wives, in daily life, because daily life can be extremely challenging. But I have huge admiration for you, especially because, you know, you have a great and very, very interesting history of being a big part of the Gumball Rally, which I think is probably one of the greatest rallies of our time.
Gumball is a journey that tests almost everything you have to offer. It tests mentally, physically, emotionally.
It isn't about racing. It's about the camaraderie. It's about approaching things with the attitude that means you just kind of go with the flow.
It's not every man for himself. Let's beat them there. We're all in this as a group. So you have 130 cars starting on the grid. 130 cars are going to finish because we're going to make sure everybody finishes. That's what real Gumball spirit is.
So, yeah, I did Gumball since 2000 with my ex-husband Max, and we kind of created a notorious car rally that went all around the world, mainly focused on the male driver, flying them around, driving from Europe to China to the US, and creating an adventure anyone could now enter, but also an adventure that they would never forget. So it became a very exclusive kind of mix of...
How were you able to access that as a person? How could you enter? Did you hand select the people that were going to be invited?
Yes, it was purely invite, friends of friends, you know, partners or sponsors had ambassadors.
And did you have to have your own car, or did people rent their cars? How did it all work?
No, they all had their cars. So okay. The difference between men and women when it comes to the cars is that, you know, a lot of the men are fanatics.
Absolutely. We know a few of those.
Yeah, exactly. So they rather, you know, they'll go and spend a huge amount of money on cars.
Yeah. And I guess they want to show them off, right?
Yeah. There's definitely an ego element to the whole thing. You know, whereas the ladies have, sorry guys, no offense, but more style when it comes to it in certain elements.
100%. I love that.
And, you know, the Gumball was, you know, it's an incredible adventure. It's an 8-day trip. It's 3,000 miles. It's hardcore. Wow. You know, you have to be up for it.
Can I just ask you, was that really the kind of rally for the people who've always dreamt of driving in Formula One or two or three or four and have had that, you know, that hidden racer inside them but never actually really got it out? Like, what incentivized these guys to want to participate in this rally?
Well, I think they wanted to go on the adventure, see the world. But yes, definitely there was this kind of thing of saying it's cool to be on the gumball. You know, it's cool to say it's kind of on the bucket list saying, did it, done it, you know. And they loved the whole, the people they're associated with, the parties.
Did everybody know each other?
No, not at all.
Oh, wow. That was so fun,
cocktail that you got to create. It was, you had from the Jackass to Tony Hawk to Prince Waleed.
Wow.
You know? So you had a whole mix. It's a bit like the old, you know, the Gumball Rally.
Yeah.
You had Burt Reynolds and everything.
Amazing.
You know, was based on.
God,
but was
fun.
It a competition? Was it a race for these men about who could get to the front line first?
It wasn't supposed to be. But, you know, I don't know what happened in their mind.
And
they were not allowed to race.
Did you plan it like meticulously? So you get in the car. Where did you start? In London?
Every year is a new route.
Okay.
Of all the years that I did Gumball, we had to create something new every year.
Okay.
It's all about taking them to places where they wouldn't go.
Amazing.
I mean, you wouldn't go and drive in China.
No.
You know, Shanghai to Beijing for the
How
Olympic
incredible.
In 2008. Or take them to North Korea. Or...
And so did you have to plan the checkpoints where you were going to have dinner, the wild parties? Was it wild?
Oh, my God. Does Julie have some stories about... Even getting the license to drive. I mean, ask her a little bit about Korea.
Go on, tell us about Korea.
North Korea. I mean, that was quite an exciting element to it. We tried to create those trips, so they obviously take people to different parts of the world. And so when we got contacted by the North Korean, they said they were interested in having us visiting their country. You know, it was quite intriguing to, first of all, being right over there and go and have a look. But also to see what actually happened.
Wow.
You know, in that country.
What did happen?
See so much in the news. I think, you know, the only thing I can say is that I think all the men had an incredible experience watching the mass games, which is their kind of version of the Olympic. We didn't drive there because we'd have to rebuild all the roads. There's no doubt that it's a whole other...
Wow.
World there.
But you know what, darling? I think it's amazing that you then decided, after Julie got divorced from Max a number of years ago. They have four gorgeous kids together. Little Minnie Cooper is my goddaughter. And I've been really close to your family for generations, basically. And I thought it was so incredible how you went from this very male-orientated, very male-dominated... I think it's amazing that you then decided to create a completely new all-female car rally called Cash and Rocket with red cars. And you've now been doing that for a few years. And can I just tell you all out there, Julie is the mother of 7 children.
So I'm in my office in New York. I get a call from Julie. And she says, I have this idea, over 50 women. We're going to tour Europe, go from London to Paris to Geneva to Milan, ending up in Monte Carlo. And we think that red should be our cause because it's like red. It's provocative, wild. It's a fantasy. Everybody dreams of going on a road trip like this throughout Europe.
Cash and Rocket came actually about because we were a few girls who wanted to do a road trip. And we were, two of us were doing a lot of strategy work for some brands. And our strategies were very much based on, you know, focusing on the female consumer, the female client. And I just thought, actually, we need to start pushing it much more. We need to empower us women. We need to go out there, you know, and push how strong we are and, you know, kind of give us... You know, show the world what we're actually doing behind the scenes. And so the whole tour came about that I wanted to get this, you know, mix of ladies from all around the world to go out together, unite, and force through it, you know, raising money for charities.
Amazing.
So we just did this in 2012. And, you know, at this point, we didn't have Me Too and all this. You know, all the brands would be like, wow, it's a bit, you know, too much women, etc. So it was a lot of hard work to start with to convince them and saying, actually, you're wrong. This is such a powerful platform and you'll find out in a few years' time. So after, you know, the first rally, they all got it. And then all the partners became extremely supportive and really wanted to get involved. You know, we have some incredible ladies from all around the world, you know, from the fashion, film, business world, mm-hmm. you know, heads of banks to actresses. And they're all just really women in business and powerful needs of their industry. And seeing them all coming together to unite and go out there and push each of their team to make a difference and give opportunities to women and children out there in the world. It's just such an incredible
wow. to watch. And have the most amount of fun whilst doing it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you know, which I think is just so important.
They get to meet some interesting women.
Yeah.
They get to find friendships forever.
Exactly.
And, you know, these women are actually into cars.
I was going to say, yeah, once you do something like that, once you embark on this exhilarating journey of speed, determination, longevity, you know, it's quite, I imagine it's exhausting as well. Yeah. You kind of must cement friendships that you're never going to have with anyone else because it's an experience. It's a unique experience which really unites a group of people. It just sounds so amazing. Maybe we should do it.
Because, you know, you have 4 days and you're taking these women, 80 women out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
They're so used to controlling their own life.
Yeah.
Suddenly for 4 days, I'm taking over. You know, suddenly they have to do a public press launch at a Union Square in San Francisco, or we're closing down streets in some of the cities and they're being told to go from A to B, you know. So by day three, they're normally, they hate me. And by day four, they're like, when is the next one? You know, so it's a bit of getting through their personality as well, of seeing how they're getting on this journey.
I mean, it just sounds like the most enormous amount of organisation with 7 children and all that organising, shutting roads, getting permits, shipping cars. I mean, it just sounds so immense.
I just don't understand how you physically do it, Julie. Seriously, how the hell? First of all, to plan these trips means that Julie... And this one is across America. How many trips have you done over there? And how do you actually plan the trip? Do you sit down and decide, okay, next year, this is where I want the rally to go? And then you literally draw out the route and then you start contacting governments and God knows what else.
Yeah, I do actually. I look at the markets where I think it's interesting, where I know we can create a footfall on the public squares, where there are stores where we can do products and do like a... you know, in-store promotion. So the more we sell of products, the more goes to the charities.
Can you give some examples?
Well, so like in Europe, you know, we had, 4 rallies and we had Valentino as a fantastic partner and they did collections with us. So we would do, a capsule collection and then we would do en route, we'll do checkpoints in their stores, invite their, you know, existing clients as well. Mm-hmm. So they felt part of the event, even though we couldn't obviously have everyone participate. Mm-hmm. And then everyone could buy the collection and then 30% of the sale went to the charities.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
So that's how you kind of create, you know, you've got to integrate it with the brands.
Yeah.
You've got to make it, you know, so everyone feel they can be part of it. If you can't afford to enter the tour or you haven't been invited, well, you can buy the bracelet or the t-shirt and you can still donate.
And you can go to the events.
You can, you know, apply to go to the events.
Okay.
Obviously, they're quite limited. We can't have thousands of people.
No.
But we have, you know, San Francisco, we have our launch party. People can buy tickets to that.
Where is that exactly being held?
At the Fairmont Hotel at the Roof Garden.
What date?
On the 7th of June.
And is that when you're starting?
Absolutely.
On the 7th?
Absolutely.
In San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
How are you getting all the cars
I was going to ask that,
the women there?
So, the women,
Can you do like a 1 to 10, a step by step of what's going to happen
so
on the 7th?
There's 80 women, there's 40 cars, 2 women per team. Mm-hmm. And they have to bring their own cars.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then they just have to deliver it to us in red. We then take over it for 24 hours. We then brand it with all our partners. And then on the morning of the 7th, the cars will go on display at Union Square, which is the biggest square in San Francisco. And we create kind of a whole press launch. And you do interviews with all the participants and all the public come down and have signatures and see the cars and etc. And then the women... we'll go on a little tour on the old trolley cars around San Francisco so they can kind of see what, you know, some of them have never been there before. And then we'll go for a lovely lunch, which is hosted by one of our participants, Sloane Barnett, who lives in San Francisco. And then that night is our launch party. So that will start at 7, and it's a gore party because obviously we're there to raise money. So we kind of theme the nights. Every night is a different theme going on.
So first theme?
Gold.
Gold. Okay.
Well, I suppose, so the first evening, if you're driving next day, you got to hold a little bit back
absolutely.
On the booze.
Absolutely. So they every morning they get alcohol tested by me.
Breathalyzed.
Absolutely.
Oh, well, wow. That's essential, yeah. Isn't it? Otherwise, yeah. You don't want people to be arrested and bring...
Yeah. We're mothers. We're absolutely. That needs to go out and show.
Yeah. And so actually, that's a really good point, because when you have a night out and drink whatever you're going to drink... Quite often, you'll wake up the next morning and you'll think you're totally yeah. fine, but actually
why
you're
two
not.
As well.
Ah, okay. So you take it in turns.
That. Absolutely. Yeah.
So someone's driving with a terrible hangover while the other one takes the wheel. Yeah. I love it.
And then from there, they go in a police escort out to Monterey, and then mm-hmm. we'll have you know a lunch there. We're closing down the whole street, so all the cars will be on display then. And it's quite interesting. In Monterey, there's 30,000. You know, living there.
And that's they where reckon, Big Little Lies was filmed, reckon, which is my favourite. Oh, my God.
Just on that,
it's so beautiful, the scenery. Gosh,
in
lucky
in
you. And
cool.
And those mountain roads or whatever. Yeah. What are they? Do you call them mountains? Clifftop roads.
Yeah. Well, actually,
so beautiful.
I'm not taking them
not mountains.
All of it all the way down.
Okay.
Can I just quickly say, I don't get this Big Little Lies thing.
Oh, my God, I loved
are
it.
Are you serious?
Did you like
I
it? Oh, I thought it was the best thing I've ever seen. Before. Yeah, me too.
Do you know, it's so bizarre. I never got into it. I mean, I think I saw two or three episodes.
Oh,
and then Nicole Kidman,
I was
who had a weird relationship with her husband. And
oh, it was brilliant.
It through,
yeah.
It
was so
like,
powerful. From the first one, I was gripped. It was all the underlying little lies that were going on, all the secrets that nobody ever spoke about, all those kind of, you know, you turn up at the school gates, all the mothers are smiling and yeah, yeah. talking to each other, but underneath that surface
is a load
is
of bollocks.
So much deceit and lie. It's just, and then it all unravels, and then of course the end, I'm not going to say what the ending of the first series is, but it's such a powerful ending.
Wow.
I was literally screaming at my television going no yeah. I can't believe it. It is I mean, it was electrifying, and the backdrop, the scenery is yeah. so spectacular, and the cast. I mean, I haven't seen a series with such a powerful female cast in it, yeah. and they were all unbelievably good. I'm gripped. I can't wait.
So maybe it's worth giving it another shot.
Give
I
it another shot.
My Heart of Dixie. I hope you've started that too. But back to you, Julie. So you're having your lunch
you know
exactly there.
Right now.
Oh my gosh, you might be in there. Wow, you're going to have to get in there.
It's very cool because they're the producers.
Really?
Yeah, really?
You see, that's
yeah.
probably why it was so good then.
Female, you know,
I loved it. And it was so, you could believe what was going on. Because I know, yeah. I've had friends who've been secretly beaten by their husbands. I've had friends who've had, you know, their husbands have gone off and had affairs and yeah. nobody's, and it's real.
Yeah.
You can kind of really connect. Obviously, it's a very dramatic, hopefully no one gets murdered in
yeah.
our day and age. But
bit, yeah.
yeah, exactly. But no, so wow, so you're going to be there during the filming.
Yeah. Yeah.
How exciting.
So we're closing down the main street there in Monterey, and they have been absolutely incredible of supporting us and wanting to get all of their...
You're going to have to get one of those cast members to come and take the wheel.
Yeah, I know.
That would be amazing.
I'm not sure they're allowed to in the middle of a film.
Yeah, schedule, true.
Insurance-wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then from there we go on to Santa Barbara, and that night is just for the women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing a yoga on the beach.
Oh, how lovely.
And dinner on the beach, just everyone wearing white. So it's the white party.
Gorgeous.
After our yoga lesson. And then the next morning we get up early. So every morning you're getting up early. So that's
yeah.
why I'm how taking early? Well, 6:30 wake-up call.
Okay.
For some women, that's early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the jet lag as well.
Yeah. And then we're going to go surfing in Malibu.
Oh.
One-hour surfing.
Now you're making me really jealous.
Instructors, male instructors there. To look after us.
Oh,
and then,
that's
oh
be
that
terrible.
That is
going to be out of control.
I mean, that's one of my favorite places.
And 20 surf instructors. Oh my!
You'll
Lord.
Have to give. You, do you know Alice? You'll have
yeah,
to give Alice. Is she? I know. Oh, has she?
Incredible.
Okay, so she's got the most amazing setup in Malibu.
So that's we're parking the cars on Malibu
yeah.
Pier, and then
amazing.
We're having lunch there.
Amazing!
Yeah.
Oh.
And then. After lunch, we'll then drive in. We'll meet the police by UCLA University. And then we drive in a, as they call it, presidential convoy into where they drive. That is then closed off. So all the cars goes on there on display
Gosh.
For 24 hours.
That is extraordinary. You've got permission to put all the cars on Rodeo Drive.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I mean, my God, I'm so excited for you.
And then we have a welcome reception in Valentino store. They mm-hmm. have a great store there. And then that night is our gala night.
Right.
It's a pajamas party at the Peterson Museum.
Oh, my God, I love
we're
it.
We're building their whole car park into our event.
Wow.
So basically, we're kind of creating all the, some of the cars will be on display and massive
gala. Insane. Yeah.
And you're wearing pajamas.
Absolutely. Well,
I don't imagine they're just pajamas, though. I mean, come on.
Probably Valentino.
Exactly. I mean, you're not going to go out in your M&S, you know, cotton jerseys.
Something different. You know, we've always got black ties and everything.
But I can just see it's super chic silk trousers.
Can you imagine?
And just
and looking super sexy. Yeah.
Beautiful. Prada. Yeah. Gucci. You know, all of them.
Amazing.
Even Zara have done some fantastic.
Yeah. Fabulous.
And after that party,
is Mark coming out for that one?
Yeah, Mark will be there throughout the whole event.
Oh, that's so lovely.
Santa Barbara, he's not allowed there, but yeah.
He's not allowed.
That's a full women only. And then the next day, we go out with the police escort again, mm-hmm. out to the border, to Nevada. And then the Nevada police picks us up. And then we go into the strip with a police escort. We park all the cars in front of the Wynn Hotel. And then we have a lovely lunch on there at that beach club where they have a massive DJ performing.
Wow.
And they'll announce that on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
And then that night is our final party. And wow. That's the red party.
The charity Red is an incredible charity. It gives a lot of opportunity to a lot of different people. This is a celebration of women, women dedicated to a cause. Whoever's not invited, get on board because it's amazing.
I think someone said to us last night, so how many days have we been on the road? And we're like, oh, it felt like a week. And we seriously had to think about it. It's been unbelievable, incredibly empowering.
Each driver has to raise their own sum of money and pay to enter. And then where does that money go?
So basically, each team, the two women, mm-hmm. have a profile on crowdrise.com.
Okay.
Cash and Rocket 2018.
Yeah.
And each team has a car number. So you can go in and donate directly to them.
Okay.
And it's there. That's the competition.
Right.
It's who raises the most money.
Got it.
And so they'll be pushing that from now on until the 10th of June in the evening.
Okay.
And then we announce who the winner is.
Wow.
And so all the things at the auction, all the money that's raised by the teams or product goes directly to the charities. Mm-hmm. We actually don't hold the money.
And do the drivers choose the charities or
no,
do you?
No, we get split. I choose the charities.
Okay.
We have three charities.
Okay.
It's always been the same,
and
right?
Yeah.
And what are those?
So we have two in Africa that we work mm-hmm. with for the last 5 years.
Cool. Okay.
We got Sumbandela in South Africa and we got Shannon Sierra Leone in Sierra Leone.
And what do they,
Sumbandela gives scholarship programs.
Fantastic.
Which
wow.
is amazing. So we basically test up to 600 kids a year. 12 mm-hmm. gets a scholarship from age 12 to university.
Wow.
So they come and live in our boarding school.
Fantastic.
And then they can go back in the weekends if they have, you know, family members mm-hmm. to look after them. A lot of them don't. Mm-hmm. And then we have an outliers program as well, which is a Saturday and Sunday school mm-hmm. where there's 160 kids on that program. Mm-hmm. But obviously we can't afford to take them on a full scholarship, so we give them schooling in the weekend.
Fantastic.
And then in Shannon Sierra Leone, we have basically built two schools.
Wow.
400 families are within that community. They basically had to walk for 14 miles to school.
I mean,
and obviously that didn't happen.
Unbelievable.
And it was very much hurt by the war in Kono. Mm-hmm. It was very much hurt by the Ebola. Thank God we'd raised all the money so we could protect all those families so they were completely geared up. You know, they're
really?
In their houses
wow.
for months.
Wow.
So we had to deliver.
Quarantine. Gosh.
Absolutely.
So,
how
so
terrifying must that have been?
We are proud to say that we had none cases. Not one.
Wow. So that's unbelievable.
Up to our incredible team on the ground. And
gosh.
All of our different.
And how teams. Amazing to be one of those protected families. I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
It's so terrifying what happened with the Ebola outbreak. Wow, that's insane.
And it happened very fast, you know.
Oh, gosh.
When you're giving these
amazing
children
work.
Opportunity in life, they would never have if it wasn't for these 80 women
wow.
going on this trip. You know, and there's so much charity out there. But I think where Cash and Rock is very unique is the friendship you create, it's the adventure you give them. And it's the memories.
Yeah.
You know, you're not and, sitting and in a gala for one night.
Protecting
you're
these really, families absolutely. And giving these opportunities. Yeah.
Create a relationship directly with them. I mean, you know, Chloe Green and I have gone down there every year and selected the kids and been very much involved in, mm-hmm. in the process. And we chose this little boy called Naho, who, you know, have now come on holiday with me in the summer.
Oh, wow.
You know, he...
Oh, yes, I met him. He's adorable.
He's coming this summer to Mykonos with us.
How wonderful.
You know, and he's just become a part of the family.
So it's really hands-on, really one-to-one. And if you sign up to your amazing rally, then you actually sign up to a whole new chapter of your life and inviting in this new...
You're not just giving the money, you're really creating a relationship.
That's
where
incredible.
The money is going.
You know, wow, you that's so powerful. Hello there, it's Sophie Stanbury from Keeping It Real, and we just wanted to give a little insight into Daniel Wellington, who is very kindly sponsoring our podcast. Caroline and I are delighted with our new watches that we've chosen from his new collection. Daniel Wellington has four different sizes on the watch faces with interchangeable straps for all of them. It's a great way to make the watch personal and really to your taste. So Caroline and I have been playing around with this and have really enjoyed mixing and matching some of the faces and some of the straps. And we've put together a little pick on a chosen website, which we'll be sharing with you. It's personal to us, and our lovely listeners can find all our favourites here, and you can be inspired and create your own personal style, which is such fun. If you give our promotion code, which is Keeping It Real, you will get 15% off everything on their website and additional on any other campaigns that they're doing. The code also works on our stories. So if you want to swipe up on any of our stories, you can be taken straight to the website and get that 15%. I've got Caroline on the line, and Caroline's just going to tell me which watches she's taken to Turkey. Hi, Caroline.
Caroline? Hi, baby.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, my love. How's Turkey?
It is absolutely fabulous. I am in Syria, walking in the souk with Josephine, buying spices and Turkish delight. It's absolutely wonderful.
Magical. So which Daniel Wellington watch have you taken with you?
Darling, I've taken the nautical one, the one with the white and blue strap, just because I think it's so summery, and I find that at this time of year, I love to wear white and blue, and I just think this watch goes so beautifully with everything I'm wearing. And we happen to be going on a boat in 2 days' time, which I think will also be absolutely perfect for this watch.
I love white and blue for the summer, and that watch is so beautiful. So I'm just giving our listeners a link to our bio and our website, and we've chosen our top picks there, which we're so happy to share with everybody, and they get 15% off on any purchase. So enjoy your
promotion code. Keeping it real.
Keeping it real. Exactly, my angel. We'll have fun in Turkey and we'll catch up when you get back.
Look forward to it.
Lots of love. Bye.
I'd just quickly like to know, because I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are wondering, what would it actually cost to have a car in the Cash and Rocket Rally, first of all? And second of all, how much, all in all, will
be
the rally raise for your three charities? So that we can, you know, have a concept of how big a difference what you're doing is actually making.
So basically, the entry is 15,500 for two people. Mm-hmm. So that's for them to enter with their own car. But then everything from the 7th to the 10th at midnight is included.
Okay.
All the hotels, food, car displays, you name it. Mm-hmm. In regards to the money raised, we raised 4 million so far. This has been amazing.
That is mind-blowing.
I'm hoping that the Americans
are
deeper in their pockets, just because if you go south of Europe, they find that concept of charity quite difficult. They're not as good fundraisers. You know, you've got to go... And not in Scandinavia, actually, either. It's a bit tougher market to to get involved with. The Americans also have, you know, all sorts of different tax releases when they're mm-hmm. donating to charity, which will obviously help us. But also their mentality is different. They are very good at giving back.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that we can learn something from them.
Wow.
All of us.
So what are you hoping to, what are you hoping to raise?
We were actually on a conference call last night and I'd love to go and see if we can raise between up to $1 million, hopefully.
Wow.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Wouldn't that be amazing? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Incredible.
And that would mean that you would be able to put how many children through school in the one charity, give how many scholarships in the other charity, and what was the third
split
one?
So you have that money would then basically be, cut equally mm-hmm. in the three charities.
What was the third charity?
So it's Art of Elysium. It's based in LA. And mm-hmm. it's an art program that gives to homeless girls, wow. women. They go to hostels with, to help, cancer patients. You know, it's an incredible setup of how they educate them through art.
Right.
And gives them another view of life.
Amazing. Well, hopefully because you've got the American charity on board, hopefully people will really want to buy into that if you're going to be in.
The American drivers.
I think,
because they'll have 50-50 European drivers, 50-50 American drivers, and it all being set in America. So a lot of the guests will also be American. Mm. And I think that's probably where you're hoping to raise
significant funds. Yeah. I mean, $1 million is life changing. I mean, it's unbelievable. That's
but
such
also
a good
means
target.
That your auction has to really kick in.
Yeah.
That's where you can raise the most money.
And so what sort of things are you auctioning?
Auction prices.
Yeah.
You have an internship with Laura Brown, the editor of InStyle in New York.
Is she driving?
Yeah. She's one of the participants. You have couture tickets to Valentino and staying in the most beautiful apartment in Paris.
Wow. That'd be nice.
Yeah. And then you have a trip to Venice for the Biennale and the mm-hmm. Venice Film Festival and staying in this incredible apartment also on the water, on the canal.
Wow. Fabulous prizes.
You have a celebrity experience. We're going on set, hopefully with someone from a TV series that we spoke about earlier.
Fantastic.
So we're just waiting to finalize that whole thing.
Wow.
I've just remembered one of your wonderful gala dinners where Julie had managed to get Aston Martin to donate a car that was going to be bespoke.
Wow.
And what was incredible about it by Valentino, what was incredible was that this raised hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds.
I'm not surprised.
And when the person, I'm not going to mention any names, but when the person had bought it, he gave it straight back.
What?
So double was raised.
Oh,
it was
my
unbelievable.
Goodness. That's
you,
insane.
Girl, you can seriously get them to dig deep in their pockets. It's incredible what you've done.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Being such a phenomenal businesswoman and entrepreneur in many ways, do you ever feel that in any way compromises you as a mother? Do you feel it compromises your private life? Because as I see you as one of your oldest friends, I like sometimes wonder how the hell do you manage to like juggle it all? So I want to ask you personally, do you feel you have time for it all? Because I'm sure there are a lot of women out there thinking, how the hell does she do it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, you have to compromise, you know. It is tough. I can't be in every football game or rugby or... But I try to divide it up that I, you know, get to all of the kids' sports activities. I don't pick them up from school, but I take them to school, you know. Every day. Every morning we have breakfast together. Mm-hmm. I don't want to have any, you know, nannies near us. I just want to be us as a family. Mm-hmm. It's very structured, you know, the way it runs. It has to be, because otherwise it'll be a mess.
Organization is just key. Well. Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So it is hanging in the cupboard like a full military plan, you know.
Yay.
And it's, you know, it is tough. I'm not going to lie. I'm exhausted at the moment just because I'm working in the US market. So I've got to stay up, wait for everyone to, you know, and then I've got to get up at night if Chicago wakes up or...
But I think, you know, the one thing that you are giving your children, well, many things, but one of the main things is they're watching their mother doing something so empowering and so special and different. And you're cutting out a new path for women, for female empowerment, for raising money, for adventure. They must be so proud of their mum.
I think they are. And actually, I took our two oldest daughters to Africa last year. To show them what it is we're, you know, doing and creating. And I think it was quite a reality check for them as well.
That must have been tough for them.
But also made them closer to the project.
Yes.
You know, it's always, you know, they hear, oh, I'm at this meeting, or I've got to go 24 hours to LA or whatever the trip I'm having to do. Mm. And so I think it's important that they feel part of it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
So when they have projects in school, I'm like, well, raise some money for our charities.
Yeah.
Get involved, go out and sell, you know, whatever it is they're thinking of selling for charity.
And I'm sure they'll want to be involved more as the older they'll get. They'll probably want to take this over from you eventually.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, they will.
Can you see the Cash and Rocket rally as being something that will continue for many, 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 many years?
Yeah, if one of the girls is going to take over, no. We've just been asked to potentially do one in Saudi Arabia because obviously in June the band will... You know, they will now be allowed to drive. Mm-hmm. So I think that's quite, you know, interesting opportunities there's out there.
And there's a lot of money there. Yeah.
So, you know, I want to do another one in the US. I want to do one in China. I want to do one in Russia. But, you know, I've only got two hands as well. And our team is small because we don't touch the money that's raised.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of money that we as a company has to go and finance, you know, to put on the event.
Right.
So,
I mean, it's a huge commitment, both emotionally, time-wise, money-wise. Yeah. I mean, you're making serious sacrifices to do this, as well as having a great amount of fun and giving people the opportunity to take part in a once-in-a-lifetime adventure opportunity. But it's, you know, it must be grueling for you as well to get all this done. I mean, I'm sure you have to jump through hoops to, in China and South Korea. And
there's a lot of permissions.
You know,
and there's a lot of government meetings that needs to be done.
Yeah.
But that's actually what I love about it. It's the whole thing.
The challenge.
Learning, the politics.
And negotiating.
I love that part.
Yeah. Amazing.
That for me is kind of like...
Well, you're full of energy. I mean, you look amazing. You know, obviously you train every day and you've got...
I'm addicted to berries.
Are you? I love that. I haven't done berries yet, actually, but I'll have to give it a go.
How often do you manage to work out?
I don't know, 4 times a week. But you've got to go early and get it out of the way. Otherwise, it just doesn't happen.
And when do you manage to squeeze the grooming in? When do you manage to squeeze romance with your husband in? When do you manage to squeeze your friendships in? I just think it's amazing. All these balls that you juggle. I understand now that you run the kids very military, get up quite early in the morning to do your workout before they've even woken up. Then you sit down and have breakfast as a family. Then you take them all to school. Do you then allow yourself to have from when the kids are in school till dinner time? Is that your time to do your work, to see your girlfriends, to go to the hairdresser, to get your nails done? I mean, how does it work?
No. I'm in the office after school run. So it's from after school run, I go to the office and then I'm in the office If I don't have meetings until 6, and then I'll be home by 6:30, and we all sit down for dinner. Then it's bath time, story time, and then it's Mark and my time.
And that's when you do, of course,
you and Mark time and hang out with your friends.
Yeah, mm. Then you do dinner, you know, maybe twice a week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Weekends we tend not to go out, actually, just because then we have the kids, and it's kind of nice just to...
Yeah,
absolutely. So I'm just thinking now of the whole Cash and Rocket, and I remember that when you guys did the Gumball and it then became a TV show, do you have the same kind of ambitions for Cash and Rocket, that this is going to be a brand whereby, you know, a little bit like the Net-a-Porter, where you can go and buy a lot of the merchandise mm-hmm. to go with the brand name itself? Are you thinking of commercializing into TV series? Where do you see this going?
I wanted to ask if you're having it all filmed. Presumably you are.
Yes. We are filming all of it. And yes, I'm definitely taking it to the level where you could buy the merchandise. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, you've got to grow it organically.
Yeah. And it's a lot of work. Yeah. You know, that's another
I've got to make
element.
Sure that it's solid first and then invest in the collections and the merchandise, etc. Mm-hmm. And have the team behind it, because I just don't have enough time.
Yeah.
So for all our listeners who really want to completely understand Cash and Rocket, where can they go and research it? And if they were thinking of, wow, we'd love to join the rally next year, how would they go about applying?
Well, they could go to cashandrocket.com. Mm-hmm. There you have all about the tour and a video we've done with some of our great participants, Ashley Graham and all of our lovely influencers who are helping us to spread the awareness. Mm-hmm. And then they could email me, info@cashandrocket.com. Mm-hmm. And then I would love to connect with all of you out there. Mm-hmm. If you're up for an adventure and up for a drive and make a difference, then let's drive the change.
Yeah, and tell me, if you want to just give money to these amazing charities that you're supporting, is there a link on your website that you can click and donate? How do you give money to specific drivers? Is that all on the website as well?
Yeah, so there is a link on our website that will take you back to the CrowdRise.
Okay.
And then you can see all the teams. And then you can choose who you think should be the winner.
Okay.
And then you can donate a lot of money.
Dig
or
deep.
Just $5.
Yeah.
Or $2.
I know. Every little helps.
Anything will help. Absolutely. Yeah.
And if you want to come and see the cars, can you just come and, or is the road blocked? How does it work? If you're living in LA.
Anyone can come.
So you can come and come down, look at all the cars that are taking part, meet some of the ladies.
Absolutely. So you can come on the 7th of June.
Yeah.
10:30 at Union Square, San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Around 3 o'clock at Rodeo Drive in LA.
What day is that?
On the 9th of June.
On the 9th of June.
And then on the 10th of June, we'll be on the Strip in Vegas at around 1:30.
Amazing. Okay, and that's all on the website as well?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, good luck. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you for having me.
Such a pleasure. Soph, are you game for next year?
I mean, let's do it. It sounds unbelievable.
Can you believe Juliet is doing it?
I know. So Juliet is going to be driving. I don't let her at the wheel.
Darling, it was so good to have you here today. I mean, so impressed by what you've done. And I think all our listeners out there are thinking, wow.
What a woman.
How much can you pack into a day? How much can you pack into a week? How much can you pack into a life? Mm. And we hope that it's been inspiring for all of you, because, you know, the thing is that if we're so lucky to be alive, we're so lucky, the majority of us, who have our health intact. And, you know, at the end of the day, we are our own, as my father would call it, happiness plumber. We are the only ones who can create our life. We are the only ones who can say no to the things we don't like and yes to the things we do like. And I really urge you all out there to kind of get back into your center and really make sure that you are living the life that you really want to lead, you know, the life that makes you the happiest that you can be. Because if it's not the case, you know what? It's time to make a few changes, a few big decisions, so that you can live the best life. The clever people say that if you live this life well, you won't need another one.
That's very true. I love that. Well, I just have to say I'm totally inspired and motivated to do the things that are on my to-do list and my dreams and my goals and my aspirations. Just go out there and do your best, because if you can make a success story like you have, It's just, it's very empowering. So congratulations. Good luck. I hope you raise so much money and we'll be right behind supporting you and shouting from the rooftops.
Absolutely. And if you want to follow the whole Cash and Rocket journey, please go to www.cashandrocket.com. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. And also we're just going to do a quick mention to Daniel Wellington for sponsoring this podcast, Keeping It Real. And if you would like to go and buy one of their amazing summer watches, they've got the most fabulous collection at the moment with really fun watch straps and just fashion accessories. It's such a fun collection and goes with all your summer wardrobe. Please use the discount code Keeping It Real to get 15% off your purchase and go on their website to choose your watch. Thank you, Daniel Wellington, and we'll see you next time. Lots of love from London.
Lots of love.
Catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.